We on? So today we're going to continue learning about the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going back into the Azara, and back into the area, the courtyard of the actual Beis HaMikdash proper. So just to give you a little bit of an understanding, we talked about the Ezras Nashim, but this is the floor plan over here according to the Rambam. Here you see four quadrants. We talked about the Beit HaMoked. Here's your domed building, the largest building, far smaller than the actual building where the where the Heichal was. Here is a picture of approximation of how the Beis HaMikdash would have looked. It looks very small over here, but actually the buildings are very large. It's very big. So this was the Beit HaMoked over here, the dome building on the side. Now we're going to be talking about what seems to be this tiny area, but actually an enormous area. Move this over?
No, you should move over.
I should move over?
You should move over, because you're blocking it
now. Oh, I'm blocking it. Okay. So
slide your chair over.
Slide my chair over. Okay, so within this little area, which is not so little. This is like the space in between buildings in Manhattan. That looks very, very small if you're looking at the buildings, but they're actually very, very, a lot of space over there. So this is the space. We're right over here, or if you wish, right over here. This is the area we're going to talk about now. And we're learning the fifth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. We're up to Halacha Yud Beis. These are the areas or the scrimmages of the Azara, based on English proper. So the Rambam tells us, Eirech Azara min ha-mairev le-mizrach. Where's Mairev? Mairev is the Holy of Holies is. Go back to our picture. Mairev is here. This is Mizrach. This is the line we're talking about. This wall over here. Or, min ha-mairev would be from here, le-mizrach till here, in the rectangle of the Azara. So, Meya u-Shmeinu v'Sheva. We're talking about Shmeinu v'Sheva, 187 cubits. A cubit is 18 inches, approximately, perhaps a little more. V'zehu cheshbeina. Now the Rambam is going to go through the lines of scrimmage in the area of the floor plan. He said, "Mekoysel hamaravi shel azara," not the kotel we talk kotel, not at all, but the kotel hamaravi of the azara. So we're talking about this wall over here, nothing to do with the kotel wall. This from this wall till here, which seems like a very little amount of space when you look at this floor plan. There's achas asrei ames. We're talking here about over 20 feet, close to 25 feet, just in this little space. That's not a small amount of space. That's the dead space, if you will. That's the empty space behind the Heichal, between the wall of the Azara. This building over here, 100 amot long, 150 feet long, minimum. Okay, that's this whole area, all walled, all closed up. Then, we're going forward now. Bein ulam lamizbeach. The ulam is right here. This is the outer area, and this is the mizbeach. So between the ulam and the mizbeach, we have esrim v'shtayim. We have 22 cubits. Figure out the math. We're talking here about a significant amount, almost 40 feet. Hamizbeach shloshim v'shtayim. The mizbeach is 32 cubits. And then mokim drisas raglei hakohenim. This is the area where the kohenim walk. So this whole area, these 22 cubits over here, this is the area of the mizbeach. That area where the Kohanim walk is called Ezrat Kohanim, and the Ezrat Kohanim is Achas Asri Amma. So we have the area around the Mizbeach, which Kohanim come here to do what they have to do, and then this little amount of space includes what we call 11 Amot, where the Kohanim are. These are four stairs called the Duchan. So this four stairs, this is the area where the Kohanim are working, and the Kohanim could stand. And then this is going to be the Ezrat Yisrael. This is Mokim Drisas Ragli Yisrael. This is where the Yisraelim stand, the regular ordinary Jews stand. So when we talk about the Mokim Drisas Ragli HaKohanim, the place for Kohanim, that means for the Korban, the Kohanim, when they are participating. For example, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is doing all the work. They're just standing there. Probably thousands of Kohanim. They're lined up over here. This is where they were standing. Or when they were actively getting involved to do the Korbanot, to be involved in doing a Korban. We learn tomorrow about the north side, and then we'll talk about the ramp after that. So then we have a Duchan, four steps go down. We have Makom Drisas Ragli Yisrael. This is where the Jewish people would stand. Obviously, for the most part, the Jewish people did not actively get involved. What were they doing? They were watching. They were participating by watching. They were active participants. To use a very bad example, if you have the fans in a game, they're not actually playing the game, but they're active participants. They're cheering, they're involved. It gives the players the sense of confidence or interest or excitement. It creates an atmosphere. So when Klal Yisrael came together, especially in the high holidays, especially Yom Kippur, with hundreds of thousands of Yidden in this space, it created a tremendous atmosphere of Kedusha Vatara, of holiness, of awe, of reverence. And this is all going on here in what's called Ezrat Yisrael. Now, these are the doors of Nicanor, which we talked about during on Shabbat afternoon last week. This is a whole story connected to the doors of Nicanor. On either side, there were two doors. The doors of Nicanor were only opened. It took 20 people to open those doors, by the way. 20 people. The doors were only open Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Yomim Tovim, or when a Melech Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash. The areas of Hakel, the Hakel throne was here in the Ezos Yisrael. The Kohenim would actually be in the Azara. And there was a throne, according to some of the Mefarshim, there was a... Who says it? The Tavnes HaHechel. The Tavnes HaHechel says he describes the details of a throne that sat here always for when the Kohen Gadol would come during Hakka. But they didn't build a throne. They built a Bima Shel Eitz, but the throne was always here. And it was, he says, gold curtains and beautiful pillars, an incredible throne that was always there that also occupied the space. In the Tavnes HaHechel, it says also there were trophies of war that the Jewish people had won. Not gruesome trophies, but, you know, like incredible things that they captured, which they actually put on display kind of to show the Nisim, to show the miracles that Hashem had done for the Jewish people. So there was these things on display around the Ezras Yisrael, which in these 11 Amot. So these are the sacred scrimmages of the Azara, of the area, outer quarter of the Beis HaMikdash proper. As we said, Ezras Noshim is not Beis HaMikdash proper, it's a step down in holiness. Here's the 15 Shir HaMalot, but here we have the four steps of the Duchan. It's written in, I think in the Gemara, it says sometimes when the Ezras Yisrael became very, very full, sometimes the Jewish people would push over into the Ezras Kohenim. It would happen. It's not like a cardinal sin. Usually the Kohenim would stand for the Berchat Kohenim, would stand on the steps here on what's called the Duchan, which led up from the Ezras Yisrael up to the Ezras Kohenim, the area of the Mizbeach, the Ulam, and so on and so forth. And that, my friends, is today's sacred scrimmages. Come back again tomorrow for more. We're going to talk about We the North, what happened in the North, and the area where the Korbanot were prepared for their being offered.